welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. Riding shotgun with me today is Jack Mullen, one of your wonderful Americans who's not drinking the Kool-Aid as they're passing it around at the New World Order table, and someone who kind of believes in the sanctity of certain documents that were prepared by the Founding Fathers, who understood a lot of the principles of then and now, and how a massive power matrix is turning the sheeple inside out and enslaving them with technology, just like Zbigniew Brzezinski said. Actually, it was kind of funny. There was someone writing something against Trump or about something that, you know, I might like or something, but I think her name was Lisa Brzezinski. So I wondered, amazing, you know, if you're in the same DNA chain as the master with his book, Between New Ages. And I think I found a copy for Jack to add to his collection, too. Well, we can see this has been going on for a long, long time. And, you know, that it's encoded in the Bible tells us it's coming along for a long, long time. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. All this stuff is not flesh and blood, but it is the greatest threat that has ever come along to our 3D reality, to our bodies, to our minds, to our souls, that they could be on the verge of capturing them, and not a shot has ever been fired in this war. This is, like Marshall McLuhan said, World War III will be a guerrilla information war with no distinction between civilian and military forces. And where the civilian forces that were actively involved on the front lines, words are our weapons. Information bombs, thought grenades, to get those neurons connected to see the evil that's within our camp and hopefully extinguish it properly so it doesn't take us over, and to find true leaders who are committed to our bodies, to our minds, to our souls, to our constitution, to our way of life, to a sovereign free republic. That's the hard part, the really hard part. It's getting them elected in this age of complete and total disinformation. So welcome aboard, Jack. It's nice to have you back. Okay. Well, he was on his cell phone, so maybe he had a bad connection.
I'm here.
You're there? Okay. Welcome back, Jack.
I'm sorry. You said hello, and I heard you say hello, and then everything went quiet. So it's
okay.
Not surprising. It happens. Anyway, where were you?
Well, I was just applauding you and telling people what the great risk of the world that we face with this technology and how they want our body, minds, and souls, and they're set to destroy the Republic, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and just the general way of life that we admire and respect. And this is a terrible, terrible struggle and battle.
It's incredible. And we're going to have to start talking about solutions if we're going to have any solution, because there's no hope in getting the general population, apparently, to recognize the situation that they're in. I mean, could you imagine? I mean, I've been saying for some time, thanks to just my own education, that we're looking forward to a new revolution, the kind, say, of the type of the Bolshevik Revolution, before that the French Revolution, before that the English Revolution. These revolutions were, they changed everything, and everything going forward was different. And this is the last revolution, I believe, that they're planning, which is to, you know, cause the nation states to disappear and a one world government to emerge, and the population be taken down. And from what we can know, and we can know not very much, but you know, there's a good bit of evidence to support that. But what's so interesting is the way this is being done is being done without the notice of anyone. Now, in the past, there was heads being chopped off right away, or guns firing, and lots of, you know, violence. But in this case, they've given the people a fake virus, which Trump calls the invisible enemy, and others call the phantom menace. And it's interesting because, just like the Emperor's New Clothes, the story, there were no clothes, and yet everyone agreed there were. In this case, there is no virus, and everyone agrees that there is. And I can say pretty assuredly that there's no virus. Now, that's not meaning that people aren't dying of stuff. People die of stuff routinely, and they've been dying this year in a little less numbers than last year and the year before. The total number of deaths in the United States in 2020, as of May 1st from the beginning of the year, compared to, say, 2018, 2018 had 26% higher total number of deaths than 2020. And so, yes, people are dying of the regular flu, and they're dying of pneumonia. They're being killed in hospitals with ventilators, apparently. And who knows in nursing homes what they're being injected with. But my newfound understanding of the world is that everything we know about medicine is just like what we know about space travel. It's all a lie. And there's likely no such thing as a virus. And the only way that one can get a disease that is defined as something that a virus can handle, or I'm sorry, that a vaccine can fix, is through vaccines. And so the sheeple are wearing masks that even if there were virus, it couldn't affect it in any way. And masks themselves are not sealed around the mouth, and their eyes are plainly open without any covering. And so the masks are basically to reduce the oxygen levels and make people uncomfortable and to make them look silly and to isolate people from each other. While in the background, the governments are busy buying up all the valuable assets and allowing all small business that doesn't matter too much to be destroyed and to fall into bankruptcy. And we've seen in the last couple of months 50 million people apply for unemployment in the United States, and they're anticipating that 42% of small businesses that closed during the coronavirus hoax are not going to reopen. And I think that estimate is underestimating what's actually going to happen. So, you know, it is a complete takeover, and nothing will ever be the same again. There's no going back to a regular life. And we're all standing around waiting for a vaccine so that we can resume this life. And that vaccine, George, is where, you know, there's lots of goodies inside of something that is based on a virus that has not been proven to exist. And there's no evidence. There's no gold standard. There's no large protein chain that someone can point to and say, oh, this is a coronavirus. And when it, you know, and it's a dead string of proteins, but when it gets in your body, it somehow comes to life and harms you. And so we need to create something that when it sees that string of proteins, it takes it out. And that's what the claim of a vaccine. Over the course of my research recently, I've discovered from people like Dr. Stephen Lanka, who wrote a book and several dozen papers on the fact that he was never able to, as a virologist, ever able to find a virus and never able to isolate something that could be considered harmful to the human being if it was re-entered into the body in the form of just a protein string, such as it is when it's actually found in bodies. Anyway, it's a long story, but it's interesting that about vaccinations. And he also put out a standing bet in Germany that he would pay €100,000 to anyone who could show or prove that there was such a thing as a measles virus. His book was called Vaccination, Genocide in the Third Millennium. And so anyway, you and I were just talking about how that may come about with respect to the ideas that we were talking about in terms of robotics and the human being, 5G and its ability to be made in touch with the human body through implanted electrical activated devices, and the fact that these vaccines, which we're supposed to get two doses of, that'll be 650 million doses. Now, you multiply that by $100 or whatever it is that the Gates Foundation and others get their hands on, you can see it's pretty easy money. Will be containing also an RFID, and there's a company recently been awarded $138 million to produce a vaccine with that already preloaded. Company's called AppiJet Systems. $138 million award by the DOD and Health and Human Services. So I suspect, George, that we're going to face a big problem here in the future when it comes time to say, yes, we take it. And, you know, I suppose that's humanity's last battleground, because nothing here seems to be waking them up at all. They're comfortable wearing masks and staying at home and being paid by the government to do nothing. And apparently now some of them are rising up, and I like that, but the bulk are employed by the government. And there's somewhat 22 million people employed by the government of the United States. So it's just a perfect operation to take down a civilization claiming an enemy that's invisible, and that people have to stay at home and wait to be vaccinated in order to be allowed to come out. And I guess that's my summary.
Well, indeed, this, you know, from the minute this happened, I just look at this as everyone's under house arrest. And, you know, I'd always just joke with people I work with, you know, where's all the bodies? You know, that we got the great plague is upon us. I travel so many miles to come to work. Other people do too. And then the other big one is, you know anybody who's got this? You know anybody who's got this? And it's just like an echo of silence that, you know, no one knows anybody who's got this, you know, literally.
Right.
And so that kind of tells us that, you know, we're being worked over. One of the other major components that's going to go in this is an implant that's known and called Luciferase. And, you know, that's,
I saw it.
You know, it's not like they hide it. You know, these laws that they want to have to force vaccinate, you know, put people into quarantine and make you disappear, et cetera, are called H.R. 6666. Well, I don't think they picked that. That just wasn't the random number coming up. It was, you know, well chosen, well thought out, and well planned, because it matches with Luciferase, that we are building the Antichrist kingdom. Once and for all, something to totally destroy, manipulate, and control the human race like there's never been before. I was listening to an older interview with Robert Kennedy Jr. on RT in January, and you know, I didn't even realize he had dystonia, and that was a major side effect of a lot of these vaccines. But he did bring out some interesting points, and one is, you know, there's court cases in India about people being harmed with this, and when they gave out the polio vaccine, there was a new type of disease that came along, probably polio renamed, called acute flaccid paralysis, and 47,000 people got that. You know, but thank God we named it something else, so it's not polio. So there's nothing wrong with our vaccine.
Right.
And, you know, it makes me ill to know that people are made to suffer so horribly as a result of this. He also brought out, you know, a real jewel about, you know, how great drug companies are, because there's probably a good million of people die every year in the United States from misapplication of pharmaceuticals. But he brought out the drug Vioxx in his interview.
Yes.
Minimum of 110,000 people. And he said it could be as high as 500,000, but, you know, whatever, that's a lot. Build a big city out of some that many people died from Vioxx. They had heart attacks. Now, can you imagine, just for a minute, that even 1,000 people were shot with AR-15s, and where they would be screaming around the world in a jihad to say we have to disarm the American people. But we kill 110,000 at least with this drug, and it's just silent, total silence.
They're can you imagine
committing genocide?
How many? I mean, and how many people they are planning to give this drug to worldwide? And
everyone,
Gates, the new one. Yeah, and he's saying that, you know, a moderate estimation of number of people who die right off the bat is 1%. That's 70 million people. And so then we come to the question of morality and this concept of who owns you and what authorization do people have to stick something in your body. We see that Dershowitz, that criminal attorney that represents Epstein and Trump and a whole litany of other criminals in the past, is telling us now that, you know, we have no constitutional right not to be vaccinated, calling on the people to believe there's such a thing as the public good. And I wish that Ayn Rand were still alive so that she could, in her famous way, explain to any fool that would listen that you know, the public good is something that does not exist. There are only people in this world, and we are not the public, and the public's good is never in the interest of all people or any people at any given time. And so this guy Dershowitz claims that we're forced to take a vaccine because of a 1903 Supreme Court case, which was Jacobson versus Massachusetts. And in that case, the Supreme Court agreed that the state, in this case was Massachusetts, could force a person to take a vaccine if it believed that it was in the interest of the state, and even further stipulated that it mattered not, because they brought in professional physician witnesses saying that vaccines have no value at all, they only harm. And the Supreme Court case said it didn't really matter whether it harmed people or not. It was only the interest of the state that could be claimed to be the deciding factor. And so we're really going to be placed in this situation where we're going to be, A, told you take it, or you go to some camp where you're eventually eliminated, or you, B, you take it. If you don't take it, you can't participate in life at all. And that probably means things like your job, and that'll come down to you're not going to be able to buy any food. And so I know I agree with you 100%. Bobby Kennedy is doing heroic work here. Yeah, some of the things that he's said are things like you're more apt to contract a disease from a vaccinated person than one who's not vaccinated. Vaccines kill more people than diseases do. Vaccines are insanely profitable to the companies that make them, but peanuts compared to the profit from selling drugs and devices to treat the illnesses that vaccines create. Now, just think of that business model. It's not about, it is a birth to death business model without any morality, without a shred of empathy. So we're talking about absolute psychopathic control of humanity. The court systems have been usurped and now are under the control of these same psychopaths. So there's no liability at all for a vaccine. None. Yeah, the vaccines, there's no incentive at all to worry at the slightest bit about what's in them, how they affect people, how many are going to die. They can't be sued in any way, shape, or form. You can bring your case if you're lucky to get it before the vaccine board, and they've dollars since they came into existence in something like 2003. And I don't quote me on that number, but anyway, it's unbelievable. I mean, how can the common man not understand this? This is more dangerous than bombs going off in the backyard. I'd rather be under attack and have to stand up every day and worry about, you know, marauders coming across my fence line, than to worry about something like this that's being hidden and protected by the government we think is good. You know, there's no such thing as a good government. There's no such thing as an honest police officer, in the sense that, and I know you are one, that you would have to leave that office. You couldn't be a police officer anymore because you're forced to enforce immoral and dangerous laws. And so anybody remaining, you can't call a good guy. And I'm just, you know, I'm blown away, and I know you are too, by this little simple idea of being able to force some medicine on me and telling me that I don't have a constitutional right to protect my own body. And, of course, that's not true. And, therefore, that's where the fight is going to come. That's our mark of the beast. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yes, it is the mark of the beast. No buying or selling without having that mark in, on, or around your body, that, you know, you can't participate or do anything. That it's very, very clear. You know, you could see for 20, 30 years the removal of anything to do with the Bible, religion, Jesus, from the public sphere, especially in the education system, is to completely deprive a whole generation, the youngest, strongest generation, from any knowledge of what's going to capture them and how, so that when this older generation tells you or tries to warn you about what's coming, that it's just not going to click in too easy because you've had your mind taken over by all sorts of other ideas that are foolish and stupid and just vacillate in that morass while this is done to you. In fact, you know, most of the people that I know, you know, your mask wearers, that's a big sign of, you know, who's on whose side. When you were in a police state before, like if you were in Nazi Germany and you didn't put the right arm up and say Sieg Heil to the man, you know, there were severe consequences. If you didn't have the crooked cross on your body, there were severe consequences. The new symbols of the police state are that you wear the mask and you've got your little data card. It would just be like, you know, this is your membership card in the Nazi party. You know, that, oh, I'm a member. See, I got my little card here. And this is to show that you're subservient to this system. And it is very, very important that, you know, people get on. This isn't some innocent little thing that's come along. This is the greatest battle that's ever going to be faced in the Republic's history, bar none, period. And because it's not an overt style of warfare that you're used to, there's not going to be bombs falling from the sky, parachutes like Red Dawn.
Yep.
The shock troops are the media and the crap that they peddle to seduce you and scare you and frighten you into submission. And the only thing they haven't said yet, that'll be the next step, is on your knees. But that's what's coming if you
yes.
allow it to get that far.
It's coming. It's probably something that we're going to start seeing the beginnings of this fall. I mean, when a financial system like the already weakened one of the United States, which has been long in the tooth, given that it is based on a debt-based currency, normally they don't last any longer than, say, 40 years or so. But these guys are pretty smart, and they've learned their lesson from time after time after time after time with this failed, corrupt, scam currency banking concept of, debt-based currency. They've learned how to extend its lifetime. And the beautiful thing they did in the USA was they made it the world's reserve currency. So inflation could be exported away and kept in little boxes. And, you know, we bought things from China. That took money out of the system and sent it to China, wherein they would put it under in the back room somewhere until it was needed. And then they would only use it to buy reserves. So then it would go over to the United States and sit. And so I hear the music. I'll pick this up on the other side. George.
Indeed, indeed. Thank you, Jack.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made. Good for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Froyen. With me, riding shotgun, is Jack Mullen, a proud patriotic American who is determined to keep his body, his soul, and his country sovereign, independent, and free the way God gave it to us. And that is our birthright, and we demand... We demand that we keep it.
Yes.
And we were talking, we can continue our conversation because the NSA is listening anyway, so don't matter that you hear in what we were saying. I was just saying, like, the power of radio. I was doing a radio show in Ontario ages ago, and I said something about, Joyce had this book, you know, it's called Yamashita's Gold or something like that. And, you know, she had it on her bedside for ages. She loved it, too. It was just showing where all the stolen war loot went and how they got it and all this kind of stuff. It was a masterpiece. And so I did a little bit on that. And then, you know, sometimes you just wonder, what kind of effect do you have, you know, or something. So I was in the library one day, and I'm sitting at a computer next to this teenager. And, you know, somehow something came up in conversation when I was talking to somebody else, and he heard it. He goes, oh, yeah. I learned that from my teacher last week or 2 weeks ago. He told me all about it. He heard it on a radio show.
And then,
you know,
awesome.
So the butterfly effect came back and flapped in my face, so that you realize, you know, when you're planting seeds, sometimes you don't know where they're going to grow or when they're going to grow, but you plant the seeds. And this is the beautiful thing about Power Hour and the whole concept of freedom of speech, is we can plant seeds. And some enterprising person somewhere may do something with that information, and the world will be a better place. We'll never know who they are. We'll never know where they are. We might not even realize the effects, but we planted that seed. And that's so important, and that's why Power Hour is so important, because the enemies are planting weeds everywhere and trying to take over the garden, and it's hard to pull them all out. But we do our best. Okay, Jack, continue.
Well, I was going to say, interjecting here, because you brought this up earlier, but there's something that has to be repeated forever. If there's any major pillars in this war that we have right now, is the fact that Americans are being coddled like children. And every country in the world, I mean, most people maybe can't get the idea that this is not just happening here. I mean, it's happening in every country in the world for the most part. Several are rejecting some of it. But is the idea that your governments are pretending to be somebody that's taking care of you, and this is the most cold and callous terrorism and deceit carried out on these citizens. I mean, it's brutal terrorism, broadcast by the captured media, the world suffering already from the background of terrorism, and it's not real terrorism that they're suffering from there. They were deliberate, coordinated acts of the globalist terrorist organizations, and those people control all mainstream and all major internet media. They control the banking system, the financial system, the medicine system, the education and government, and now everything that we took as the citadel of civilization, the basic foundation, is now a citadel of evil. It's the total inversion of perceived reality. This inversion is difficult to understand because it flips everything, up is down, caring is killing, good is bad, medicine is poison, obedience is slavery. And if you can just wake for a moment and see what this evil is preaching with the loving eyes of a concealed serial killer in the room, the narrative that the coronavirus lockdown hoax and social distancing, which is really isolation in a prison, and pretentious concerns for people that might contract this invisible enemy, which is no more than a cold or a flu, this same evil is now working on the children. At first they said, you know, children weren't affected by this much, but suddenly they're saying they're now very susceptible to this phantom menace. And that you would be shocked and horrified to realize, you know, what one of two strains that children can pick up now. And so, the loving and caring aspect of this is pure malignant evil, and it's cannibalizing the U.S. economy, the Canadian economy, the Western economy, and all the nations, actually. And it's forcing millions into bankruptcy, starvation, while they sternly, like, think of people like that psychopath Cuomo, remind us that opening your business is a crime and getting sunlight is a violation and shaking your friend's hand is a contamination. And so we're now under the complete mind control of ghouls, Satanists, and masochists. And if anyone anywhere can pick that idea up and just hold that in your mind, and it was something that you told me a long time ago, George, that I remember, but I can't remember who said it, was that when you, it was somebody in a prison camp, I believe you said, that was being beaten every day, and he said, you don't lose sight of the end while you're feeling the punishment of the time, of the moment. And in this case, you can't lose sight of the end. The end is that we take this back. In the meantime, there's going to be a lot of pain. And so those are unrelated in the sense that you have to persevere through that to get to the end. And I think that, you know, my biggest concern for people is to reject entirely all of mainstream media, everything, anything published on the papers and anything that comes out from these globalist corporations that have protected themselves and they never are affected by lawsuits and they can't be taken down when they're financially corrupt. And they can be a company like Merck that is a felon over and over with billions of dollars of settlements for killing people with drugs that are just horrendously terrible. 120,000 people die a year just taking their prescription drugs normally. Healthcare system is at least the number three killer in the United States, probably higher than that in the world. And so Americans are the most over-vaccinated and highly prescriptive drug-taking culture on the planet, but we have the worst health. I mean, we rank like number 72 for infant mortality. And it's because of the health system. And one of the reasons that there are fewer people dying this year in 2020 is because they've shut the health system down. So you're not getting as many funerals.
That's funny.
I've seen it. I work at a radio station that still does live obituaries. The obituaries have been cut in half. And that's a marvelous, you know, wake-up call to everyone because they're not in the healthcare system. The number three killer in the world is shut down. And so, you know, I mean, what everyone believes is our civilization's foundation is absolutely captured by total, raw, festering, lying, deceitful evil. And once you get that, then you now have a compass that you can judge everything. It comes out of mainstream media, don't believe it even for a second. Assume that it is absolutely the opposite until you can make some other determination through thought, not just immediately accepting what they say as something of value. Wearing a mask, first they said don't wear a mask. They had the WHO say don't wear a mask. In April 29th or 30th, the Surgeon General said masks are dangerous. Dr. Blalock said a few days ago that wearing a mask will reduce your oxygen level by 20% or more. I'm standing in at a local convenience store. There's a girl behind the counter the day before yesterday, and I said, how do you like wearing that mask? She goes, well, I've been getting a headache. Well, Dr. Blalock says you wear that mask very long, you start to get headache, and that's because you don't have any oxygen. And so these people are harming you as they smile with their teeth disguised, and they're sitting in their grandma's robe, and you're looking a lot like Little Red Riding Hood, and you just got to let them go. We got to turn them off, George. We got to make
that's
people understand
thing.
That.
Turn them off.
Yep.
Right in the middle of the sentence they're speaking. Another thing that these masks do is they change your pH level in your blood, and you get what's called acidosis, so your blood goes acidic. And usually a lot of the germs thrive in acid environments, and what really gets them is a basic environment where your pH level's on the other side. So by changing your pH level, you're allowing whatever germs you may get to take you down, and then, of course, they can write COVID on the form for whatever you drop from. But it's not good. Like, there was a guy jogging, or, you know, like high-end jogging, like marathon running with a mask in Australia, and he did permanent lung damage. He had to have surgery because of the pressure. You're expelling the carbon dioxide. It's a waste product, okay? There's waste products out of a lot of other parts of your body. And I don't know if the propaganda is good enough to make you drink your own urine, eat your own feces, or lick armpits. But it's garbage coming out. And if it can't come out and you're taking it back in, then you're polluting your body and you're doing bad things for your metabolism. And most people aren't wearing their masks properly at all. And if there was a real pathogen in the air, virtually everyone I know that wears a mask would be dead on the floor.
Even if their mask could stop it.
Even if it could stop it.
Yeah, right.
Which they can't.
No,
so it's just it's a symbol of subservience that you wear that. And you're free. You're free. You don't have to do that. While we were on the break, my researcher was looking into Gaia and stuff like that because he was wondering if it was a CIA intel operation or something. So what he did find is it was a research and development project centered from and controlled by Microsoft and Intel to make a one-world religion based on Mother Earth. Well, yada, yada, yada. There we go. There's who was pulling the strings to take you down the wrong trail. You follow the consciousness. You go to the people who built the cloud. We put you in the cloud prison, and you thought you were doing the right thing. Microsoft, you know?
Yep.
I love that.
Microsoft is the enemy of humanity, and they've been since the very beginning. I mean, they created products that were specifically designed to open up your entire private life to anybody that had the knowledge of how to get it. I mean, their computer products have been stuck in every important position of power. So now, to get their, private companies' secrets, and no wonder they can manufacture the better products and already know on the stock market what to bet on or what the or naked short sell, because they've stolen all your data. I mean, Microsoft 10 doesn't even claim to have any security. All of your data is stored in the cloud. And I'm just talking about, their computer aspects. But then now they're in bed with Intel. Intel's in Israel, being built by the world's biggest spy system, which is the Mossad. And they're being backdoored with that ARC processor, so that even if you were to somehow figure out how to control your Intel processor, there's still a secondary processor living in there that has no access to for you to have any access to, but can control the Intel processor surreptitiously. And so we now are entirely under the control of some entities that can pull the plug on any system in the world. They can shut down the nuclear power plant's cooling system. They can turn the ATM machines off. They can probably infiltrate your room in the hospital and, shut down your ventilator if you're misfortunate enough to be on one. Yeah. So this is the world that everyone is taking for granted. You know, this little happy world where, Oprah Winfrey style, we're in this together and, we're going to make it, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I can't think of a more disgusting idea than what I see on television, and what people are reacting to is real. It's just unbelievable. And this thing of vaccines is the perfect weapon, because it has no basis in real science at all. And it has never been shown to exist. And Louis Pasteur is, turns out to be a liar and a plagiarizer. And apparently he said on his deathbed that he was wrong and that he, that there were no such thing as a germ theory, that the terrain theory of one of the gentlemen that he plagiarized was actually correct. Maybe he had a moment of realization that it might have helped. That didn't matter to the Rockefellers because, you know, they took over the fledgling AMA in the late 1800s, which was started by quacks who had invented their own diplomas and were basically interested in being gynecologists for purposes of female exploitation. And they're clearly, by their behavior, psychopaths. And then the AMA was further hijacked along the way by the Rockefeller Foundation and used for purposes of building barriers to entry and getting licensing that was required what is the word when a college gets? Oh, it's accreditation. They set up medical accreditation so that nobody can compete with this. No homeopathic science, et cetera, can grow and flourish. We really don't know what causes illness. I mean, we know that it's related to environment and nutrition and poisons, but specifically how to deal with them or what the mechanism is has been hidden from humanity because they pretended there's a germ theory and they came up with medicines that were poison and gave us those things. And then we got sicker, maybe not right away, maybe down the road, and they treated us with some other garbage.
Well, as I recall reading once, Jack, that really supports you, I can't remember where, I was probably reading a history book about the war in the Pacific and people getting various diseases in the jungle, and I believe one was beriberi fever, and the author about that said that all diseases are caused by deficiencies in vitamins and minerals and natural things to be in your body. And when you lose enough of a certain thing out of your body, that's how you get a disease. And that's the real reason for it. And that really struck me. I remembered that very, very clearly because I was under the impression of germ theory. You got bit by some mosquito, it put a germ in your body, and you got this thing. No. There's many complex things in your body, and when you lose one, you get sick.
Yes, sir. In fact, I just bought a new book, and I think everyone should look into it. It's called What Really Makes You Ill by Don Lester and David Parker. And David Parker is an electrical engineer like me, but he got interested with his wife, who was an accountant, in why so many people he knew were dying of cancer when the American Cancer Association was saying that they were, you know, having great success rates. Anyway, it's an interesting story. The book's 800 pages. They did I think it spent like 5 to 8 years researching it, and it really dispels most of all of the modern medicine, and you can learn a lot about your own health by reading it, what things like polio really were, why you have to be concerned about poisons in your life all over the place, why there's no concern at all by the manufacturers, no concern at all by the FDA or any other so-called watchdog for the poisons that are in our environment, in our food, in our air, in our drinking water, fluoride. You know, if we were living in a civilization that cared about you in any way, shape, or form, they would put fluoride in the water, one of the most deadliest chemicals in the world. And so, you know, everybody's got to learn to take care of themselves, but this is what we need to come to anyway. Governments don't need to exist to begin with, and when they do exist, they have to be tightly reined down, which is not really physically possible. And that brings us to the next solution. You know, in the future going forward, we don't need something called a government that stands between us and the elite, and it becomes something of a gatekeeper and keeps us in a slavery position without us noticing it. What we need is enlightened human beings who are self-responsible, take care of themselves and their environment, and from that, others have a way to make changes in your behavior if it costs them something. And this is a new way of understanding the market for liberty, the free market idea that we can all exist here and make the whole world better because everyone's policing everything and not have some psychopath controlling a government while they're taxes, enslaving you with interest payments that make up maybe as much as 80% of what everything costs in the world, controlling the petro supplies and all of the major things that we are supposed to need to live. I mean, we don't even need petroleum. I mean, there's been free energy devices created over and over and over, and these people disappear, you know, or they get their stuff taken away and told you can't ever see it again, and or you're going to die. And anyway, this is just a terrible slave world that we live in now. And so I guess we're coming to the point where we have a choice again, and we have the ability to make the big change that has to come. And I'm telling you, some people are going to have to disappear, because there are groups of people in this world, the social justice warrior types that that signal virtue when they haven't the slightest idea what they're talking about. They're secondhand thinkers, authority worshipers, and they are never going to be different. And I'm thinking that what has to happen is like-minded people that can think and want to live on their own and can be self-responsible have to find an area where they can take it and it becomes theirs, and then they defend it. And without which that, which sounds harsh to a social justice warrior, without doing that, humanity cannot survive. We will become, as you said earlier, George, of a psychopathic elite, which is what they're planning to do if they can inject this and then get this 5G terrorism up. We're going to be way down in the ability to fall back if they get 5G at full blast and people start taking these vaccines. I'm sure you agree.
Oh, indeed, indeed. We were talking off air earlier about the old Star Trek episode, Plato's Stepchildren, where you have this elite of gods that, controlled everyone like little puppets and made them do all sorts of, manual things and use them like little chess pieces on a board. But they were addicted to torture and sadism and enjoyed this. And, so this is part of what's in store for you if you give up the sovereignty of your bodies and your minds and your souls. And this is not a world that I would consider for a minute to want my children in. And I never get time to say it, but I'll say it quickly. You know, there's a couple of products, that we need warning about. Like, for a phone, what you need, what I hear from my, communications specialist, is you need the old-fashioned flip phones. Get one that's military-grade, really tough. You know, I deal with Bell here in Canada, and they sent me the cheapest piece of garbage that's probably manufactured, called an Alcatel phone. And it is just cheap plastic. It's like something a kid should have to play with, but it's not going to survive. I used to have a 3G military phone. You could drop it out of a helicopter. It's still going to work when it hits the ground. It was just that tough. And that's what I want. I want a phone. If I fall off a cliff and I land on rocks and I'm broken, I want my phone to work. No, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And another thing that embeds and deeply mucks up your computers and things like that is this antiviral program from Kaspersky. Like, they put little planters all over your computer. It's a monster to try to get them out if you want to change to something else. And, so be very, very wary about the Russian panacea, that one. Just little asides. But your mill-grade flip phone, really tough. I've been in car accidents, spent a lot of time outdoors, fallen on it, been in fights with it, had some guy attack me, knocked my phone, was still going, lands on the road. It's still hooked up to 911. They can hear everything while I beat the crap out of the guy. And, there's nothing better. So, one little product mission for you, military grade.
And if you can avoid Windows at all costs, I recently discovered a laptop based on Linux. And Linux,
yes.
Debian, I think, is the most secure, called Purism. And they make their own phone, too. And they make a phone that functions still has smartphone capabilities, but it's been designed from soup to nuts to be secure. It used messaging, encrypted telephone conversations. It's something worth looking into. I've been using a Mac for a lot of years, and I love the Linux underneath of it. And, of course, Mac's not secure either. It's just a nice machine. But moving into pure Linux, and so you're right. I mean, everyone has to make some changes now to just ease away from this system that, as that video we watched together today, George, says, has infiltrated for 20 years every piece of hardware and software that you have. It's in your refrigerator. It's in your smartphone. It's in your smart TV. And now people have smart washing machines. I know, because there's one in a dryer in my laundry room. So they know everything that you know, and they know what you usually do and how you normally react, and that's a reason to start thinking about what you are. Instead of living in a trance, instead of being asleep every day of your life where you're mostly thinking of thoughts or looking at your damn cell phone, you come back to the moment where you are and think about, wow, this is my body and this is my temple, and I can feel things on my arms and maybe my belly's a little too big, and what is it that I normally do that I might do different? And changing yourself in that fashion just a little bit will mess with the algorithm in an exponential way. Millions of people change slightly their anticipated behavior. None of this stuff that they already game in advance or call foregone conclusions would work. And so I think that that's just great ideas. George, thanks for helping me think about that.
Well, one of my old Georgisms for that was resistance is not futile. It is fundamental. And you underline the fun, because you can have a lot of fun being, like you say, changing this, changing that. Or the other thing, if they're collecting information, give them disinformation. So that, you know, that mucks up their algorithms too. That, you know, you're just doing something completely right off the wall. And, you know, because they can't think like that fast.
No, and they're never going to anticipate that, even if they could. And because I still believe, and I wrote a nice article back in 2013 called Skynet Begins October 2015. And the reason why is that artificial intelligence is... It's just comprehensive calculations. And so, anyway, thank you, George, for the opportunity to come on your show.
Oh, indeed. We love you. You're the best. And, you know, the contributions from you and people like Scott, that's what's going to save nations, peoples, and ideas. So thank you, Power Hour. Thanks for coming out. Hope you got something out of it. Knowing who the enemy is probably number one. Circuits
and
chips.
Don't forget the government rag.
And don't forget the government rag. It's no rag, it's treasure. Probably the only newspaper Thomas Jefferson would have read.
Yes, he would.
God bless you all.
Lover of my soul, Creator God, He is Yahweh. Great I am, He is Yahweh. The Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Cause of Sharon, He is Yahweh. Righteous Son, He is Yahweh, the three in one, He is Yahweh.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life, probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-98.